Hey, you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Awesome. Then it's kind of worked.
Yeah, sometimes these things act up. Our internet over here has been a little unpredictable with all of this going on.
Yeah, it's stayed pretty steady over here, but yeah, I get that.
Yeah. How are y'all holding up?
Quite
Yeah,
good.
good, yeah. Life goes on, kind of thing.
Luckily.
Yeah.
It's not a bad country for it.
Well, it's locked down, but it's loosening up now.
That's good. Yeah, we're loosening up over here, and it's causing some controversy. So.
Yeah.
Well. You just watch Trump all day, so you know. How are you?
Doing all right. Just working on dealing with the lockdown as well, and trying to work from home, and my girl's working from home too. So you know, it's been a little strange with the just the how the climate has been, you know, politically and stuff, but we've been staying safe and staying at home and just enjoying one another and working hard, so that's been pretty much it.
Yeah, sounds like the right way.
So, well, yeah, we're trying, so
Yeah.
there are pockets of us that are really trying over here. So
In between the ones waving guns and making it into some kind of rebellion against a virus.
Yeah. I don't have much to say about that other than it's stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Could we have a video as well, like put on the video for us?
I don't have a camera on my
Oh yeah, okay.
computer. I have a Mac Mini, so it's just audio here.
Oh, okay. No, that's
It's not working.
yeah, that's all right. Well,
Yeah.
to how do you pronounce your band's name right? Is it Yagu?
Yeah, good. Yeah,
Okay.
good.
Cool.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh.
When did y'all form?
Not that I can pronounce
Huh?
it. Not that I can pronounce it. I'm the English member of the band. I don't know how this shit's set.
Yeah, so you got me. My name is Asbjørn. We got Marius here on guitar and Anon on drums, and I'm the bass player. And we formed in 2018.
Oh, very cool. So recently.
Yeah.
Actually, just 2 years now. 2 years, the first album came out after a year.
That's very cool. Yeah, well, y'all have a great sound. You have a very big sound too. I like that how you trade off vocals and stuff as well.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was the last thing that we got into was the vocal. That was kind of, well, we had a singer at one point, tried a singer, and that didn't fit quite. So the vocal thing was the last thing that really got fixed. I would say fixed, like it's a work in progress.
How long have y'all been
Yeah.
playing as individuals?
I think I started when I was 15 with the guitar. 15, yeah, I think so. 15. Started with Metallica. Really easy Metallica songs like One and Sanitarium. Yeah.
Same here, actually, with
Yeah.
Sanitarium.
Yeah.
Fade to black.
Fade to black. Yeah.
Well,
Yeah, I've been playing since I was about 15 as well, 16, something like that, yeah. On the drums, so.
on bass, I started like when I was 20 years old, so I'm a late bloomer, you could say. But that's 10 years ago, so
yeah, it's time, isn't it?
Well, that's cool. Well, how did y'all meet and get together, form as a band?
Through friends?
Yeah, through a mutual friend. I was like new in Norway and wanted to be playing music, or I was going back to England. So got put in touch with Marius, and then came down to his studio for a few jams. Oh. Just improvised a lot of shit.
And me and Nona played for half a year or something.
Yeah.
And then I met Asbjørn at the music quiz in Oslo.
Over a beer.
And I just asked if he wanted to have a jam with me and Nona, and that's when things started.
Yeah.
And the name came up and all that.
Very cool. Yeah, well, it's all been happening quick for y'all, which is neat.
Yeah, we've really pushed. I think just having the aim of putting together enough songs to make an album straight away was the aim. So, and playing live, obviously, but
yeah. And I think all of us have the same ambition, the same goal,
drive.
The drive. So it's easy to work hard, all of us, for all of us.
Yeah, it's not like I've been in a lot of bands where every practice somebody's missing from the band kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes the drive away quite a lot.
Or people think too much about it in bands I've been in, that they maybe they can't get their head out of the ass, you know, and just like always want to stay in the basement and jam, but they never want to push themselves into a studio or something.
How do you all how do you come up with your songs, you know, with the riffs and lyrics and content and all of that? Do y'all work as a group, or is there one of you that's kind of a driving force with particular parts of the songs, or
like democracy?
Yeah, it's a democracy.
Democracy. Democracy.
It's almost everything comes from just improvising, but there'll be like a seed idea, a riff or something. And then, it just goes from there, because it's basically improvised and a lot of it's recorded at the same time. So we can go back over and pick out what we want to use, what's good. And some things are just a song straight away.
Yeah, actually.
There's been a good few tracks where we go back and try and relearn that jam, make it into a song.
The title track was a jam, Revenant.
Yeah, Revenantian was a jam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
yeah.
A long jam. But it became a song. So, there was something there.
And the lyrics, I think we all contributed to.
Yeah.
And, from the start, we had kind of a theme to follow, to write about, and that made it easier to write lyrics as well, I think, to have a story.
Yeah, like we decided from the start to make a concept album as the first, just to try it, because
because it's old fashioned and nobody does it anymore.
Yeah.
It's a hipster thing, man.
Well, let's talk about that. So, yeah, let's talk about the concept of the album.
I tried to learn these lines now, because it has been hard to describe it several times. But basically, it's a concept album loosely based on Japanese folklore, and about a person escaping life while being hunted by the female demon called Hanya. And the whole storyline happens in a forest called Sea of Trees in Japan, of course.
Yeah, and that sort of came out of an earlier, just a bit of a joke we had, where every song was a skeleton that we had to build up, and then the songs became Mr. Skeleton.
Yeah, like a character, really.
and that became the character at first, and then he sort of disappeared, and yeah, I don't know, it's a bit of a strange process.
Yeah, it was weird.
It's the Revenant in now.
Yeah. He died and came back.
So it's obviously about like a suicide thingy with the theme as well, like with the track Harakiri and stuff like that, and returning to life, the after death, and all that afterlife.
Very cool. Yeah, no, it's complex.
Yeah, it's complex.
It wasn't supposed to be that complex. It just. Bits just kept getting added on because we were joking about it all the time.
Yeah.
And then every idea we joked about pretty much became part of it.
but it's funny as well, because if you just interviewed one of us, it will probably be a different versions of it as well.
Yeah.
It means something to all of us.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, I know touring has been postponed and for a lot of countries. Have y'all been able to speculate on when you'll be able to start performing again?
Yeah. I think September, was it?
Yeah,
we had some gigs cancelled.
Yeah.
We were going to support Domkraft from Sweden. I'm really into that band. We're all really into that band. So that was a big thing to be doing, and that was basically the week after they locked us down or something.
It was a pain in the ass.
But hopefully that happens in September.
It's postponed, as they say.
Well, at least it's postponed instead of just totally canned.
Exactly.
Well, so what? This is a little bit of a gear shift because it just popped into my head. But when I listen to the album, I hear a lot of different influences, which I really enjoy. So what are some of y'all's influences from the past, and then maybe some bands that are current that you're really into? And it doesn't your band doesn't sound like anyone that I've heard before, which I really like, and it also kind of is a culmination of like bits and pieces of bands that I also enjoy listening to. Do y'all have some influences for the sound that you have?
A lot.
I think Opeth Leadfoot, and that's not a band, it's an artist that played gothic blues. A lot of finger picking, and he has I use the same tuning on the guitar. It's an open C minor, the guitar is tuned like. So that's also very unique, I think, to our sound, the tuning of the guitar. The sound of the band, I think we worked a lot with sounding like us too.
Yeah.
With pedals to find the right guitar pedals and
but like around for influences, it's all three of us really love High on Fire and Mastodon and Sleep, maybe like Matt Pike is a funny guy that makes great music.
Moldred.
Motorhead.
represent. Yeah. And yeah, going further back, like I was really influenced by Soundgarden and some of the guys that get talked about as like early doom stuff, Alice in Chains, and yeah, a bunch of those guys.
They were quite doomy, actually.
Yeah, it turns out. And Black Sabbath, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. And Metallica, that's a long time ago. But,
we just wanted to make a heavy vibe, and all three of us probably have different tastes, but that shows in our sound, I think, for the better. Like, it's a unique... I'm really glad that you feel like it's nothing you heard before. That's a really big
really
compliment.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What bands do you think of?
Right off the bat, I mean, I was thinking, I was like, man, y'all, it would be a cool set list to have you on with Mastodon. Right off the bat, I'm a huge Matt Pike fan and High on Fire, and y'all definitely have some fuzz and punch that's like right in the pocket with that. There's another band out of Georgia called Black Tusk. I don't know.
Yeah, we saw those guys. You hang out with me and Aspen, saw them and hung out with those guys.
Yeah, we had some beers with them actually.
yeah, another cool guys. I've seen them a few times, and so y'all. I guess it's the alternating vocals and stuff a little bit of Black Tusk it kind of reminds me of, and how your vocals are in particular as well, but yeah, it's just kind of all sprinkled around and it's very cool, I've been listening to the album on repeat for a while now, so.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, very cool. Well,
yeah, I think that comes from that democratic like way of writing as well. A lot of things that maybe you wouldn't get away with if the band said we are just going to play really slow doom, or we're going to play something a little bit a bit punchier, a bit heavier, you wouldn't get away with some of the parts, maybe. Mm-hmm. But because it's, there is no boundary kind of thing.
Yeah.
It leaves it really open to do whatever you feel.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. It makes a really dynamic sound and makes everything, yeah, to where there aren't any limits. It's very cool because it doesn't make it to where you have to make a 2.0 and a 3.0. You still have the ability to expand and explore and to grow as artists.
Yeah, and where it goes, there's no pressure on that. Nobody's like jumping up and down saying they want it to be faster or slower or whatever. It's just... just how it is, yeah. Just maybe there's a small concept, like the next album's going to be a bit quicker, maybe a bit heavier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
a bit more catchy.
Yeah, as well. Catchy as well, and heavier. More, heavier, I think, in a way.
And more harmonious.
Yeah,
yeah. The vocal thing. That's been a real steep learning curve.
So that's what we're working on now, the second album.
Very cool. Have y'all gone into recording yet or no?
We recorded some demos, just live demos.
Yeah. You can hear two of the new songs on YouTube, actually. We did a live stream, was it last Saturday or the 25th of April, we did a live stream.
Okay.
A live stream concert.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, now I'll check it out.
Yeah.
And we played two new songs there. So, yeah. it was really special to try that out for a audience we didn't see.
Yeah. Empty almost.
Yeah, I bet that's strange to play to no audience. I've watched a couple of the live streams, and it's the energy's different. You know, so there's no one to feed off of when you're.
Yeah,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I kind of felt like it was quite high pressure, maybe.
Yeah. We usually don't we're not too nervous before a concert, but this time it was different. It was
proper nerves.
It was some tension in that room before we started.
But the guy that did the sound there has done sound for
Jointiger
many, many years now.
Yeah.
Probably
experience
at least over 30 to 40 years of doing sound, and he said he was really nervous like back at the start of doing sound. So
interesting.
That was nice.
Well, very cool.
It's quite like a revolution what's happening now with the live stream concerts and
I saw somewhere, I think it's the Netherlands that are having drive up concerts.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that today.
Yeah,
and it was a picture of a mosh pit with cars. So.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I miss, or live shows right now. It's been pretty weird. I had a pretty busy bill this spring that it's all been wiped out, and then most of the summer shows. I have one show in September as well that I'm hoping is not going to be postponed. So we'll just have to see.
Cool.
So
what is your band called?
Oh well, I would be taking photographs, so I wouldn't.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I play, but I'm not in a band right now. I've been in a couple of bands, but right now I'm in limbo. I was going to photograph a festival called Muddy Roots in Tennessee. So that's over the first weekend of September. But before then, yeah, I had a whole list of bands that were coming through that I was going to cover and write about and stuff. So, but now we're doing this.
Yeah.
So.
We really want to play in America, like what's it called again? In Las Vegas, the Psycho Las Vegas or something like.
Yeah.
It looks like a good festival.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one in Austin that y'all would fit into really well, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. Of course, I put myself on the spot. I can't remember. But yeah, well, actually Muddy Roots would be a good show for y'all to be at too. There are a lot of kind of like doomy stoner sludge bands. They also mix in with like this kind of like folk punk and kind of like roots American roots music and stuff, and they have multiple stages and stuff, and it's a 3 or 4 day festival.
Nice.
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, hopefully y'all can make it over here pretty soon and be able to play live shows here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the list of things that we really want to do.
Epidemic tour. Pandemic.
Yeah. Well, is there any hopes of getting an album out in the next year or so, or are y'all not even in that realm yet? Just still working on demos, and
we got a bunch of tracks, so
I think maybe next year sometime, maybe. But it depends on how fast we work now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, at least some singles this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm working on one single now. That was a track that actually was supposed to be on the first album. But we kind of made it all over again.
Yeah.
new riffs and vocals, and yeah, it fits more like on the new stuff we do. So
it leveled up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
So, that will be a single soon, I think.
Awesome. Yeah. I look forward to hearing it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, very cool, guys. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your day and talking for a little bit. And I hope y'all are able to stay safe and keep continuing to make awesome music.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Yeah. Much appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I hope to have this up on the website. I don't know, maybe by the end of the week. So I'll send y'all a link.
Awesome, yeah.
So,
cool.
And I'll
we should send you a link to that live stream as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that would be great. Yeah. Yeah. I plan on doing an album review as well with the interview that we just did, and then also having links to your Bandcamp and website and all that, and try to promote you as much as possible.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. So, thanks. Yeah. It's really
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
Yeah, this was a nice chat.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah. It's always nice talking to other people that are into music and like to talk about music and stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah. We're starting to. How did you find us? How did you discover? Just for curiosity.
I'm trying to think. You might have come up in a shuffle mix from... I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. I was listening... I get off onto all of these tangents for a long time. Let me look it up real quick on
like a playlist?
Yeah, it's a playlist that
slowly. Yeah, slowly.
So you know, you might have come up on a playlist either from Voconus or Black Rainbows.
Yeah.
I think maybe Voconus, actually. I was listening to them, and then like on Spotify, you know, it rolls, like once you listen to an album, it rolls into like a shuffle play of bands that you may like or that are in kind of a similar wheelhouse. So, and then y'all came up, and I was like, oh, who's this? And I was checking it out, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. So,
thank you. Playlist is the thing, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's cool. I've been enjoying it on Spotify. I'm still a big nerd, and you know, try to buy albums as much as I can, and CDs, and you know, and MP3. I just kind of listen to everything on all platforms, but Spotify is really cool because I can hook up my wireless headphones and be working and jamming all day. And so
we're trying to get a vinyl release for the first album.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Send me something on Facebook, or not on Instagram, or email me when y'all have that release. I'll definitely promote it and also buy a copy. So.
Thanks. I will note that down. Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. Well, very cool, guys. Well, thanks for talking to me and taking the time, and I really appreciate it. Like I said, y'all stay safe.
Yeah,
same.
So,
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, all right. We'll be in touch, man. Like I said, hit me up about that album, and send me the link to the live stream, and I'll put that into the article as well.
Yeah,
as a link.
All right, take care, man.
Thanks, y'all. Yeah, y'all too.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.